views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Time to start living it. Time to start creating it. Time for sending love.
Welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen Payne, an intuitive life coach with over 35 years' experience in alternative healing. How are you today, Gwen?
I'm great, Deborah. Thank you. It's lovely to be here as always.
We also have our producer, Mark, here with us with all of his questions and observations from the perspective of someone who has not been surrounded with alternative healing modalities like Gwen and I have been for so many years. How are you today, Mark?
I'm great, Deborah. Yes, I'm the new guy, and I'm so appreciative to be here with you and Gwen. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So today we're going to demonstrate conscious repatterning for you, which is a modality I have developed over the years that very quickly and very easily releases limiting beliefs or patterns that may be holding you back in some way.
And I really want to say that to those of you who aren't familiar with Deborah's work or haven't experienced it yet, it is life-changing, and it has been so transformative for my own life and people that I love, my friends. I've had family try this, and it's just been so effective and so powerful, and it really is, I guess I'm overly excited sometimes to try to share that, but it just is amazing stuff, and it's so quick and easy. I love it, and here you get, on the radio, you get a chance to call in and experience it for yourself right from a phone call. I really want to encourage you to try it.
Well, we will, of course, be taking live calls a little bit later so that you will have an opportunity to experience what Mark is talking about and to make some positive change. And this applies to any area of your life where there are no limitations in what areas of focus we can go into. So get ready to call. We'll be opening up the phone lines shortly. First, however, I do want to check in with Mark. I've been getting so used to starting out these shows with one of your brilliant questions or observations. So I want to check in with you and see what's going on with you right now.
I had something come up the other day, and I wanted to bring it up. I was observing myself and in others that it's like life is a gamble, and that's kind of what makes it interesting, the fact or the possibility that things can go wrong or be unsuccessful versus the preferred outcome that I want gives me this charge when it goes right. Like winning, gambling, or something. It's like it feels really good. And if it weren't for this belief that if it didn't go well, that would be bad and that would create even like a loss for me, then there wouldn't be this excitement about when it goes right and when it's successful. And I started thinking about how many things in my life I sort of look at like that. I mean, it's almost got a drama component to it. I get excited, and or even in business when a deal goes well, or that felt like it was a gamble because it was had a high likelihood of failing, and when it doesn't fail, I feel really good, and if it does, I have to go back to the drawing board and rework it, and, so I guess the question I have is that something that's just sort of innate to the way we operate in life, or is that something we can clear or do some work around? How does that work?
Why don't we do some clearing on this, because I know that personally I have worked on this, on clearing my attachment to drama, and that's probably why I don't have that belief that life is a gamble. I'm getting that both of you are still attached to drama, so I think it's a perfect time to just start changing that.
We need to do some gossip first, like talk about Hugh Hefner and the fact that he married a woman 60 years younger than him?
Yes, I have noticed a lot of stimulating conversations come with the preemptive gossip just to get people engaged. Yeah, let's clear that. That need the gossip to keep ourselves interested. Absolutely. I think that's great.
Definitely.
Yes. Speaking of drama, right?
And our attachment to other people's processes, keeping ourselves entertained by their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have noticed that as I've cleared more drama out of my life, I still attract a residual amount through those, you know, in my periphery, let's just say, so that people that I'm spending time with are manifesting it for me. You know, so it's, I'm still getting the feedback that there's still some attraction to beliefs around having drama in my life.
Right. When I muscle test that, I'm definitely getting a positive response that you're attached to drama. So let's do some clearing. Let's go ahead and start with the opening prayer. And, of course, this applies to anybody that calls into the show today. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who gets clearing today receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's first start with clearing our attachment to other people's processes. Let's also clear our attachment to drama. Let's clear between drama and entertainment. Cut any cords that we have between drama and entertainment. Let's show ourselves how to entertain ourselves in the highest and best way with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light without drama, without trauma, without pain, without neglect. That's interesting, but neglect is coming in strong. Here's more. Without killing each other. That's interesting, coming in. Without hurting each other, without hurting ourselves, and without the need to create disruption in our lives. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds
great.
Good.
Okay. Let me just check in. Is there anything else? No, that's complete. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's also clear the belief that life is a gamble. Let's ask to be shown how to live our lives in the highest and best way. We need to know that we're worthy of that. We need to know what that means. The divine truth, perspective, and understanding of what the highest and best way to live our lives is. And that feels like that's good for now. Let's do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mark, you cleared the belief that life is a gamble, but Gwen, you still have it.
Huh. Interesting. I was just thinking about that, and the belief that popped into my head immediately was that life was hard. Life was a struggle. I wonder if I need to clear those before I can even get to life as a gamble.
Well, it feels like those are already cleared. I'm not getting completely, which is interesting. Let me check in about this just a second. It seems like you're attached to drama, struggle, and difficulty through your lineage. Actually, all three of us are. So let's clear that, too.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me check to see. Does Gwen believe that life is a gamble? No. Good.
Good. So just to understand, I mean, I know it's not necessary to understand, but it's just my curiosity popping in. You're saying that that's a belief that was dominant in my lineage. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In all three of our lineage, that's been
right.
A dominant belief. It's time to change it. That's how I feel about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times people don't believe that their life can be interesting without it. And that's one of the things that has kept us so engaged in the drama and the trauma and the difficulty of life. So one of the things that I did for myself a while back was keeping my life interesting in the highest and best way, which what I feel that is discovering things about myself, discovering things about other people, learning to fully open my heart and engage in love and real love, not the kind of love that involves jealousy and competition and control, but learning to engage in all of the positive aspects of love and let go of all the others. That to me keeps my life interesting, and it's enough. It's enough to embark on a journey of self-discovery where you're paying attention to your thoughts, paying attention to your words, questioning and looking into where did this come from? Where did this belief, this pattern, this thought form come from? to me, that keeps me engaged all day long, every day.
Yeah, I was just having this thought, Deborah, like you were saying, without drama, what does life look like was the question that was coming up for me. And it is amazing. I think about the conversations that I have with anybody. We're really not saying a lot. You know, we're just sort of playing with information and interacting with each other. And I was thinking, okay, we clear drama, and I don't have drama, then what does my life look like? What does day-to-day look like? What are interactions with people, my friends and people at the store or that I run into? What does it look like if I clear with drama in my life and I'm not going to engage in that? I'm not going to look for it. I don't want to draw it into life, et cetera. But are there other things that come up that are what you do instead of being kind of engaging in drama?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about, because I know that in conversations that I've had with people where I've perhaps steered the conversation away from gossip or not fed drama, that basically the conversation came to a standstill. Or sometimes I feel like I really don't have anything to participate with in a conversation. And so it's definitely an interesting path to find a new way of showing up with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably important for us to open up the belief system that not everybody is attached to drama, so that we can attract those people into our lives that don't have a strong attachment, attracting the people in that are resonating with what direction we're wanting to go in our conversations. Yeah. I think part of it, and I'm testing positive for all three of us, we believe that everybody's attached to drama. So let's change that belief.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And this literally changes what you're attracting in your experience. When you believe that there's a lot of people out there that are wanting to engage in positive conversation, that's what you attract.
Nice.
What I'm realizing as we're talking is that I believe that drama has to drain me.
Yes.
Oh, well, let's change that. Actually, it drains me, too. And for some reason, I'm not getting that it drains you, Mark, but me and Gwen certainly have that belief. So let's change that. Let's ask that we be shown how to react and interact with drama when it is serving us to do so in the highest and best way.
Nice.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was actually getting that Mark feeds on drama.
Yeah, it's like I think there's a desire for acceptance from others, and part of my strategy for that is whatever direction a particular conversation is going, I'll just kind of go with that flow in to try to get myself to feel that acceptance from the group or the individual or whatever. And so I think that's probably where you're getting that hit on feeding, because I think there is something that definitely is getting fed from that, in that style of interaction. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's look into this when we come back from the break. I can tell you right now that the issue here is self-acceptance, but it feels like there's a little bit more we've got to discuss before we can clear it completely. So let's take a short break right now and then talk more about self-acceptance. If you'd like to do some clearing with us, call 800-930-2819, and we will give you free access to one of the live group clearing calls where we do a full hour of transformational clearing for everyone on the call. It's really good stuff. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark. We've been doing some clearing today, and so far we've worked with some really good stuff. We've released our attachment to drama, which was coming down through our lineage, and it feels like all of that's been cleared, but before the break, Gwen picked up that Mark actually feeds on the drama, and that is still intact. So let's look into this a little bit more. Is that okay with you, Mark?
Absolutely.
Well, I was also getting that it literally gives you energy, where it's the opposite to where Deborah and I feel drained by it. You actually get energized by it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. It is still testing positive for Mark that he is being energized by it. So the first thing that I want to ask for is self-acceptance, because when I check in to see if you accept yourself, Mark, I get no. So that is keeping you looking outside of yourself for that acceptance, and may affect what direction you go when relating to other people, so that you can get that acceptance that you're not feeling for yourself. So let's call on self-acceptance. Okay?
Perfect.
I'll take some of that.
And me too, absolutely. It feels like this is going to be a little bit more involved than just a simple clearing, but let's start with a clearing and then see what direction it takes us. So we're calling it self-acceptance, and let's also clearing the need to feed on drama and then also being energized by drama.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I know for myself a long time ago, and I think that for other people out there, it is just a way of life.
Oh.
There is no distinction between drama and life. That's just what life is.
Yeah.
But I feel like for a long time that is what life was about. We have stepped into a new way of being. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. Life doesn't have to be a struggle and be difficult and be painful. And so I think that that is definitely something else that we can clear. I feel like these are easy clearings, so let's go ahead and clear those too.
Okay, sure. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that the core of what drama is conflict. Survival through conflict is what's coming into me right now. So let's clear the belief that we are surviving through conflict as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay. Oh, let's ask for the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of life.
Yes.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I like that. Thank you.
So are we surviving through conflict? No, I get no. Let me just check on, is Mark feeding on drama? No. Is he energized by drama? No. Does he accept himself? No. Okay. We've got a little bit more work on accept yourself. So let's see. I want to check in to see also if Gwen believes that drama is a way of life. No. Good, good, good. It feels like we've all three cleared that belief. So self-acceptance, what is preventing you from accepting yourself? Actually, I have an idea, Mark. It feels like it's something that happened around 8 years old for you. Do you have any idea?
8 years old, that was second grade. I burned down the woods when I was I burned down the woods behind my house. And so, a kid from school came home with me that day, and we found a pack of matches, and we decided we would go up and had some woods behind my house, and we were just burning little grass patches, and it just caught the whole woods on fire. I had three or four huge fire trucks come out, and I went and hid under the bed. That's what I remember. I was hiding under the bed, like, they'll never find me here, you know? And my dad came, I saw his feet coming down the hallway, and he reached under, and he grabbed me, and he pulled me out, and he said, come with me, we're going to go, I want you to see what you've done. And he walked me out with all the, and the flames were just eating, and the trees, and it's just this huge bunch of woods with just fire, and the firemen everywhere coming in, and I was just standing there crying, he just made me stand there and watch it for a second, it seemed like forever, and then we walked back down, so... Yeah, that was, I don't know, is that self-respecting issue, or is that?
It was actually self-acceptance, and I definitely think that I was blocked to
self-acceptance,
yourself. Mm-hmm.
Definitely blocked to self-acceptance, yeah.
I believe that that's your only big block, so let's clear that experience for you, and then also clear between you and your friend that you did that with.
Yeah, his name was Greg, I remember that.
Well, we don't need to know his name to clear with him, but thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I hadn't thought about it. I just went reminiscent then. I hadn't thought about his name in a long time. It just came to me. His name's Greg. Yes.
Okay, let's clear between you and Greg and clear that experience and then clear the guilt. And actually, self-rejection is what I'm getting you picked up from that. And you've got a hard time trusting yourself now. Still carrying it with you from when you were 8 years old. So let's show you how to trust yourself, too.
Please. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, good. Now I get you've got self-acceptance. That was easy once we identified the experience that caused you to lose your self-acceptance.
That's awesome.
So, Gwen, you're still not there yet. We've got an experience for you from when you were around 16 years old.
16?
Yeah, which is interesting. I do get that you accepted yourself up until then, which is quite admirable, actually. You went all that time in your life and fully accepting yourself.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm really struggling to come up with what that experience is. Is it when I got suspended from boarding school?
Yes, that would be it.
There you have it.
Okay, let me just check in to see if we need any more details about this. I get no, so let's clear that experience for you.
Thank you.
Oh, good. That was easy for you, too, before you even said thank you.
That was quick and easy.
Quick and easy. So I'm still not accepting myself. Let me see. You know what? I feel like this was kickball. I feel like in elementary school when we played kickball, I needed glasses, and I didn't know that then. But I remember I was horrible at kickball because I could never kick the ball. It just went right by me. And I remember very clearly picking teams and being the very last person picked. And I think that that's the experience that needs to be cleared for me. So I've never thought about clearing this before, but we're going to do it right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm still not accepting myself. Gwen, can you help me out with this?
It has to do with the glasses.
Oh, feeling flawed. You're right. Okay. I'm going to clear that. Let me just check in with both of you. Mark, you feel like you're flawed, too, for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's clear that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Deborah, I've observed you for some time now, and you brilliantly are able to identify blocks and subconscious patterns that aren't serving in other people. And then, just then, you had one that you seem to have difficulty getting to for yourself. You're not as good at doing it for yourself, or how does it work?
Well, sometimes I think I could definitely do it for myself. It would probably take a little bit longer than it would for Gwen, because it's a lot easier for me to look at someone else, and I think that this applies to everyone. It's a lot easier for us to see things in other people, which is why we call in reflections of ourselves. So I think it just helps to have someone that is not attached.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what else?
I came up with another aspect of what drama is. It's looping in stories, staying stuck in stories.
Oh,
so I think that there might be some clearing that we can do around that.
So when I check you, Gwen, I'm not getting that you're stuck in the stories. I'm not getting that you're stuck in a drama loop either.
I think just showing us the highest and the best way to allow our stories to teach us and then to clear.
Perfect. To derive all of the wisdom and clarity and confidence from our stories, to integrate all of the benefits and to allow our stories to teach us and then be able to quickly and easily let go of everything else. And I want to be clear that I want to be able to let go of it all without having to go into conscious clearing and this process, but to just establish that as a pattern, that we receive the information, we receive the wisdom, and the rest just fades away.
Perfect. I like that.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you. And we're not teaching ourselves, obviously, by saying, okay, here's how you do it. It's an energetic shift. It's a shift in belief systems. It's a shift in perceptions. And it changes things.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's what's amazing to me. I don't even really have to understand it consciously, and it's clear that it's gone, and it's easy, and I move through it. It's just amazing. I love this process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are coming up to another break. We've got a few callers lined up, ready to go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com. This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We have Danielle waiting to do some repatterning with us. What can we help you with today, Danielle?
Well, I guess I've really been struggling a bit, not understanding why I've felt blocked in my ability to do things that I know will free me up mentally, emotionally, physically. So to give you an example would be like meditating. I know it's been proven time and time again to me that when I do a daily or even every other day meditative practice, I feel better. Yet I've been in a place lately where I can't bring myself to do the things that I know make me feel best. Another example would be working out and just being more in tune and in touch with my physical body. I just haven't been able to get over this hump, and I just find it so hard that when you're feeling down, that it's always the hardest to do things that are self-care and that actually make you feel better. So it's something that's been bothering me.
Okay. Well, this happens so many times, is a family member pops up right away when somebody starts talking about some sort of block that they have, and it may not make any sense to you. Actually, I don't feel like it actually will, but your grandfather is coming in as a block, and sometimes this is a limiting belief system that your grandfather had that was kind of passed on to you, that you have brought in, or even some sort of block. Sometimes I see a financial block with someone in the lineage that the pattern is continuing to be carried out by us or by you. And I'm not exactly sure what the grandfather block is. We can get more details about it if you'd like, but it's my preference to just clear it and then move on with some of this other stuff. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's clear between you and your grandfather. This is on your father's side right now, and I don't believe we need any more details to clear it completely. So let's do that first. Thank you. And there's also a block coming in with your mother. This is a pattern. There's a pattern that you're picking up from your mother, and it's more about the self-care that you were talking about. Does that make sense to you?
Very much so.
Okay. So let's change your belief or any sense of obligation that you have to perpetuate the patterns that your mother established, or even her lineage established. And then we can go ahead and do this for everyone in your lineage, is just clearing your responsibility and your sense of obligation and your belief that this is the way it's supposed to work. So let's also do that and clear between you and your mother. Okay? Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I usually like to get your verbal consent before we do something, just to make sure that you feel good about what we just talked about. You're ready to clear it. And it also helps to bring all of you into alignment with what we're doing. If there's a part of you that's going, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to have a better relationship with my mother. then just saying the yes will bring that into alignment for you. And this is going to improve your relationship with your mother as well. We're focusing specifically on blocks right now. But the relationship clearing is so much bigger than just clearing blocks. So you're probably going to notice a difference in how you communicate with each other and how you relate to each other. And I feel like it's going to open up new aspects of the relationship that weren't there anymore. So that's just a side benefit to what we're doing.
That's great. That's wonderful.
And I also get that you don't know how to take care of yourself in the highest and best way. So let's just bring in that awareness.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. But this one's huge. I just felt a huge rush of energy when we asked for that. Are you able to feel what we're doing? Do you have any kind of sense in your body?
Yeah, it feels slow, overwhelming.
Okay. So you've got the self-care now, but I still get that you're not willing to take care of yourself. We were just working on this earlier today, the self-rejection. So you're rejecting your self-care. I think part of this is unworthiness, but there's another piece, and I feel like it's for you to tell me. I feel like you do have an awareness of what it is.
Yeah, the unworthiness is something that I've, you know, been aware of for a long time in all the work that I've done on myself. I'm really trying to get to the bottom and the source of it in order to kind of heal it and not have it have such an impact.
Well, we're gonna toss the unworthiness out the window today. We're going to completely clear that. We will get to the bottom of it. And then also, in addition to letting go of the unworthiness, bringing in the worthiness. So let's do that first. But I do feel that there's a little bit more around this. So we'll start on that and then see what else comes in. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So the self-rejection is still there. All right, there's an experience that we've got to clear. It feels like something around you when you were 4 years old. Do you have any recollection of when you were around four, what may have happened?
There was a lot of trauma when I was very young. Some of it I don't have exact memories of, but I've been told a lot. So I think that might have been around a time when My parents were splitting up, and my brother was kidnapped, and my father is actually a paranoid schizophrenic, and so he, during this split up, he became violent, and so I know I was exposed to a lot of that, both in the womb and then early in my childhood.
Let's clear all of that. Let's clear between you and your father. Let's clear the belief that the paranoid schizophrenia is going to somehow affect who you are today, because I actually am getting that it is affecting you in some way, not nearly to the same extent, but there is some effect. So I would like to clear that. I would like to clear womb trauma, birth trauma. Actually, I'm getting to clear all trauma up until the age of three, and it's a little bit confusing to me. I'm receiving intuitive information, so I'm not determining what it is, but I'm getting that you had a lot of trauma up until the age of three, and then I feel like it kind of subsided. What happened when you were three that actually reduced the trauma? Did you make some sort of move or something?
Well, I know they split up around that age.
And that's what it was.
And then I guess the last time I actually saw my father was around five or six, and so I have a couple traumatic memories of visiting with him, but yeah, I think around three is when they finally split up for good.
Okay, so let's clear the womb trauma, birth trauma. I just like to include the birth trauma in there as a bonus, but also all the trauma that you experienced up until three, and yes, I did get confirmation on that, that once your parents split up, that it was much, much easier than it was before, but we also have to clear that experience that you described when you were four. And before we do this, let me just check in and see if we need more information about this. I get no. So let's clear all of that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And I'm also getting that you don't exactly know who you are without this trauma. So let's ask that you be shown that, who you are without trauma, and know that you're worthy of living trauma-free. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you. Good. This is a big one for you too. Okay, good. You're not blocked in self-care anymore. It's still not clear between you and your father. You still have some residual hatred towards him. Can we release that? And all we need is for you to say yes, okay, and then we can do a clearing and it'll clear the energy.
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you. Good, good. That was it. That got it. I feel just a huge trauma release. Is there more to do on worthiness? No, I get no. So is Danielle worthy of taking care of herself in the highest and best way? Yes, good. So the mental blocks and emotional blocks that you were describing have cleared. I think those mainly had to do with that early life trauma, but you still have some physical blocks. You don't trust your body. So there's also an experience there that is teaching you not to trust your body. Do you know what it is?
I can't think of anything in particular. I know it's an issue of mine. I just can't think of one specific experience that might have caused it.
Well, let's connect you to your body in the highest and best way, show you that it's safe, show you how to love your body, and show your body how to reflect the love back to you. And I believe that this is going to clear those blocks. Okay, does that sound good?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Good. That cleared a big physical block as well. So let me just check in with a couple other things. Oh, yeah, I feel like the resistance to working out and meditation have both cleared. Danielle in touch with her physical body? Yes. And let's just go ahead and clear the relationship between you and your physical body, which is, again, going to open up communication and the love and the nurturing between you and your body and create some more ease within the relationship. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, good. Well, I feel that that was all we needed to do, that we're complete with this. How do you feel?
Great, great. Thank you very much.
Do you have any awareness of any shifting in the way that you feel or any perception?
I feel a little lighter. I definitely, a bunch of the stuff that you said were definitely like hot triggers for me. So I think I got, you know, my body kind of filled with energy at certain points, and I feel feel relieved and lighter and excited to move forward.
You're definitely going to be noticing some big shifts.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you.
So feel free to send me feedback through my website at consciousrepatterning.com if you want to share anything or if you have any other questions about it. And then, of course, you are more than welcome to join us for one of the teleconferences Tuesday evenings at 5 o'clock, and we'll be giving you free access. So hopefully we'll be connecting in that way. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Well, that was amazing. And it's just a reminder that we don't have to let these things continue to affect us and to hold us back. Of course, if you have something that you feel may be holding you back, please feel free to call in. If we can't get you on the show today, we're still going to give you free access to one of the live group clearings, and we do quite a bit on these calls as well. So give us a call, 800-930-2819. We are coming up to another break, but when we come back, we are going to take another call and do a little bit more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the register tab to reserve your space.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Beautiful day.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We've been doing some really powerful clearing today, and we're ready for some more. So let's take another caller. We have Mohar on the line. Mohar, what can we help you with?
So I recently have been, in the new year, have set some pretty big goals for myself and in my business. And what I'm thinking is, am I overextending myself with working in so many different markets? And am I doing the right thing? And then I can't really figure out how exactly to kind of make a decision, go with it, and really put my 100% with that decision and then kind of reevaluate it. I'm trying to figure out the path I'm taking in my business is the correct path or not.
When I check in with it, I don't get that you're overextending yourself. I feel like you like it that way. You like being busy, and you like having a really full life. Is that true?
I do like having a full life, a full, busy life. But sometimes I feel like it does feel overwhelming at times. I used to get that a lot more in the past, but more so recently, it hasn't felt as overwhelming. But it's almost like second-guessing. Am I going the right way? Should I really be doing this or not?
Okay, so second-guessing yourself, you do this a lot. I believe that this is a pattern created from early life, too. We'll look into that. And then we can also help you with decision-making because I see you're a little bit wobbly with decision-making as well. And then also, I feel like the fullness that you have, and you said you like a full life, I'm getting you like a really full life, not just a full life. You like this, waking up in the morning and go, go, go until it's an hour past your bedtime.
It's true. I mean, the balance piece has been something that's been something that I've had to work on actively and still am working on it. So you're absolutely correct about the really full.
Yes. I was about to say the balance is what we can work on because the fullness is actually good for you. It's how you thrive and excel. So let's work a little bit on balance. But first I'd like to check in with the decision-making block. It feels like you are wanting to defer decisions to your parents. Did you have any awareness of that?
Yes, I do have an awareness of that. I often do that. But it's almost like a back and forth, like we're playing a ping pong game where I'll throw decisions at them, but then they'll throw it back at me. And ultimately, all the decisions that are made as a result of it are almost at the 11th hour. Therefore, it almost feels like rushed at times.
Because you don't want them. You don't want the decision making. I see you letting go and pushing them away, and your parents keep trying to give them back to you, and you're like, no. So it seems like you got stuck here somewhere along the way growing up, deterring decision-making processes. So let's correct that. And I do think that a lot of that serves you. A lot of the handing the decisions over, it works with you, it works with the family, it works with your parents. But there's a little bit of distortion there or lack of clarity in what is actually yours to make decisions, and this is what's making the decisions difficult for you. So let's bring in the clarity and the discernment. let's clear any under-responsibility you have in decision-making, show you how to take responsibility for yourself, for your life, and for all of your decisions in the highest and best way. This one's huge for you. So let's start with that and see where we're at, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, good. That's all we needed to do. I get that you make decisions easily. And, okay, so I'm testing this. I'm muscle testing. And I get strong, yes. This doesn't mean that it's fully integrated. But by the time you fully integrate what we just did, which may take you 24 hours, it may take you 2 weeks, you're going to notice a decision's just flowing much easier. So I'm getting that you make decisions easily. You know what decisions are yours. And you are very content to hand over decisions that aren't yours to other people. Clarity about who to hand decisions to is not your strong point right now. So let's ask for that also, that you know when it's not your decision to make, because you are clear on that now, you know who to give those decisions to, because it seems like they're all kind of going to the same channel, but you can diversify a little bit in who you're giving that responsibility to. Okay? Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, good. That's all we've got to do on decision-making processes. Let's clear the second guessing of yourself. This started when you were about 8 years old. Do you have any recollection what happened when you were 8 that created the pattern of second guessing?
8 years old, I remember that was a few years after I moved to this country. It was likely some sort of... my assumption or understanding of it is we used to live with my uncles when we came here, and perhaps being the youngest one in the joint extended family, any decisions or concerns I had almost were not as important, so perhaps that might have been something. I don't remember any specific instance, but I would say it's probably 8. When you said the number 8, it kind of stood out to me as that would be kind of what I was experiencing at the time.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was a single experience, kind of different than Mark. We talked earlier today about Mark was 8 years old, too, when he learned not to accept himself. It was a fire. He started a fire. I was just dredge this back up again, even though it's already been cleared. But it was a little bit different for you than it wasn't a single experience like that. It feels like it was a pattern that was established over several months. And what you just said is testing really strong. So let's clear that time period in your life and then bring you back to clarity about yourself, about who you are. And also, there's something else. Let me see what it is. Just a second. Clarity about what you're here to do, because it feels like that was the time period, and I feel like being removed from the culture that you grew up in and then kind of transplanted here created a lot of confusion for you. So I'd like to clear that confusion, and I don't know anything about you. I don't know. Does this sound right to you?
Definitely. Okay. I mean, a lot of it was like, you know, I was born in India, come here, and still lived in an Indian family, but trying to assimilate to, you know, everything that I was seeing outside, which was in America, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just clear whatever needs to be cleared around that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Right. Thank you. Good, that's all we needed to do. I don't get that you're second-guessing yourself anymore, and you are strong in who you are, so perfect. There is some cultural confusion still, so let's just clear all cultural confusion that's not serving you. I think that's all we're being asked to do right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so balancing your personal life and your work life. For one, you don't believe it's possible. You don't believe that it's possible to be successful in both at the same time. Did you know that?
I have kind of a feeling that I believe that, and that's why I'm so... It's almost like, oh, my personal life can kind of be put on hold while I try to accomplish something in my professional life.
Mm-hmm. So let's change that belief that it's not possible to be successful in both. Show you how to create successful relationships with both your work and with your family and your personal life also.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. And I get that you believe that now. You don't believe you're capable of it. I see you kind of exhausted, kind of at the end of the day, sitting down, just falling onto the sofa, exhausted, going, I can't do it. It's too much. So let's show you how to nurture both of them in the highest and best way. Show you that it's possible and change your belief that it's too much. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, good. That's all we needed to do. Now I get you're balancing your work and personal life in the highest and best way, and you believe it's possible to be successful at both. Good. Okay. How do you feel?
I definitely feel lighter. Every time you do, especially over the last, 3 to 5 minutes, every time you do a clearing, the top of my head begins to, feel lighter. Clearer, almost.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me just check in and see if there's anything else that we can do today. No, I feel like that's it. I feel like that's complete. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Hopefully you can join us for one of the upcoming teleconferences. So we will send you a link to register, and hopefully we'll be connecting in soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Well, it is that time again. We have come to the end of the show. It's still amazing to me how fast this goes, but we're out of time. But we will be here next week again. So join us Monday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. And if you would like to join us for our live group clearing call, we're doing it tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific time, every Tuesday, which is, of course, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And you can connect in with that on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also find a lot more information about what we're doing. And Gwen, Mark, thank you both so much for joining me today and for making this so much fun. Remember to be grateful for something or someone in your life, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com. This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.